The U.S. Forest Service has determined that staff members failed to account for climate change and drought during a controlled burn in New Mexico this spring that quickly got out of control. Instead of clearing away decades of built-up forest fuel to help preempt disastrous wildfires, the burn exploded into a massive blaze, the largest ever recorded in New Mexico. It is still burning. Now, NPR has learned the Government Accountability Office has launched an investigation into the agency's use of controlled burns, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The head of the Forest Service halted all prescribed or intentional fires on agency land in the U.S. for 90 days shortly after one it set caused the catastrophic blaze in New Mexico. The recently released internal review of that fire amounts to a stunning admission. The Forest Service failed to take climate change into account when conducting an intentional burn during an historic drought.
Seems astounding.
Fire ecologist Timothy Inglesby directs the group Firefighters United for Safety, Ethics, and Ecology.
I can understand why people are upset. It sounds like, you know, the dog ate my homework kind of excuse.
Inglesby and other experts in the field say the agency needs to use this 90-day pause to start to make a fundamental shift away from prioritizing wildfire suppression.
If we were to shift those resources and that funding into prescribed burning, have as many crews as possible to manage prescribed burning, that would be a big help.
Biologist Matthew Hurto studies climate change and wildfire at the University of New Mexico. He, too, is concerned the Forest Service and other fire agencies continue to fail to put climate change at the fore of decision-making.
That's a systemic problem. A lot of the planning tools that fire managers rely upon for planning prescribed burns were built under a climate that no longer exists.
Human-caused climate change is driving ever-drier conditions, extreme weather, and mega-drought. It's turning live vegetation into fuel faster and making the forest built up fuel following decades of fire suppression policy even more volatile. Hurto and other experts worry the agency's pause is mere political window dressing that tapes over glaring gaps between rhetoric and reality. For example, Hurto notes that just about all of the peer-reviewed research on the issue and the Forest Service's own plans for reducing hazardous forest fuels call for a historic scaling up of prescribed burns.
The question remains, is the agency ready to make changes to the point that it will create conditions where the personnel, their personnel can do that effectively and that they're well-supported and well-resourced in order to accomplish those goals?
The Forest Service says at least 234 million acres of forest are at a high risk of dangerous wildfire. But in the last decade, controlled burns have treated less than 1% of that total. The New Mexico megafire clearly shows intentional fires carry risk, but prescribed fire escapes are still very rare, fewer than 1%. In an open letter to Forest Service Chief Randy Moore, dozens of forest ecologists urged him not to make the intentional burn pause nationwide. Doing so, they argued, will only make fire conditions worse in places that are not too dry to burn. Fire advisor Barbara Satink-Wolfson was one of the signers.
There's basically a small window in which they can conduct the prescribed burn. And I think other places in the country could have continued, and we definitely missed opportunities.
Chief Moore repeatedly declined NPR's interview requests. A spokesman wrote in an email, the agency's burn pause will be used to assess and improve safety. New Mexico Congresswoman Teresa Ledger Fernandez, a Democrat, pushed for the Government Accountability Office investigation. Large parts of her district were devastated by the blaze.
When I read the Forest Service kind of hiding behind that they followed their burn plan without saying our burn plan was flawed, and we need to completely rethink how we do our prescribed burns. That's why I want an independent investigation, because we need to regain the trust in the Forest Service.
There are now growing calls for the Forest Service to do more to develop a prescribed fire workforce with training academies and recruiting to create a professional corps that can move swiftly across geographic and political boundaries, the way wildfires always do. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.